Here we go.
Shit.
Telling you. Pen. Promise you.
My pen.
Radio Free Weir with Ron Babcock and sometimes James.
All right, it is the list day, and the list today on list day is best cover song of all time, or at least, well, today we're going to do half of the best cover songs that we can think of, and then next week we're going to do another
it's
half.
It's too big not to do two. We got to do two rounds.
Right, you got to go twice. I mean, If you see something that's really big, you got to have a second go at it.
Well,
that's just the rule.
There's just too many damn covers to pick from.
Too many goddamn covers. So, you know what a cover song is, right?
Like when they record it and they're all snuggly in a blanket.
Yep, that is literally what it is. That's how the term actually originated. The first cover ever done was by Ludwig von Beethoven, not Van. Von, who decided to cover a little ditty by Mozart, and he decided to do it while covering himself in a blanket and telling himself that he was not drunk and he was not going deaf, and fuck you.
You're drunk and going deaf.
You're drunk and going deaf. The rest of you. Not me. Not me.
Are you okay, John?
I'm a little hungover. All right, so the list is that, and I'll start us off with my first pick, and I'm going to try to stick to older songs, I think, today. I'm going to go with this one, and I love this one because I think there's some criteria that we need to talk about, like what makes a good cover. Good cover is a song that can take a terrible song and make it good. Could also take a good song and make it even better. Or, like this song, it could take the original and totally flip it on its head. So the first one that I have is this by a young woman named Aretha Franklin. It's called Respect. Her first big breakthrough hit, and this is the original by Otis Redding, so just so you can hear the difference and tell the difference in it. Although my computer's being a little slow today, so I need to fix my time.
What you want, honey, you got it. And what you need, baby, you got it. All I'm asking for is your respect when I come home.
It's such a huge difference in tone, because while Aretha Franklin's song is about like, hey, I work too, man. Okay. Like when I come home, I expect you to treat me like somebody who works, not just like some frail little housewife. Whereas Otis Redding's song is like, bitch, you know, I've been working all day. When I get home, I want to have my feet massaged while you make dinner and wash the dishes and change the babies.
Well, not only that, it's the ultimate fuck you. It's okay, I didn't hear a song that you wrote and recorded, become offended by it, and then write a response to it. I took your fucking song,
yeah,
and no one knows you recorded it now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's mine.
Yeah. All people will remember you for is that god-awful sitting on the dock of the bay song, Otis. Yeah,
that's what blows my mind about that song is, you know, like it, like that you had the whole rap battles where they would hear something and then they would come back and diss him in the song.
Yeah.
No, she's like, no, I'm just going to take your damn song and I'm going to re-record it and I'm going to make sure no one knows you ever wrote it.
I take your milkshake. She did. And it was great. And I believe that won when we did the best Aretha songs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, it deserved to. Either that or Highway of Love, whichever one. So yeah, that's number one on the list is Respect. Best. Yeah, for best covers is Respect, because many of you probably don't even know it was a cover.
No, yeah.
Well, and then some
that's
of them,
the
like,
incredible thing.
The cover kind of becomes the definitive version.
Yeah, yeah, yep. Does that mean it's a better cover? Like, I think if you could take a song that was already a hit and then it, like, it so blows it away that, you know, or if you take, I think there's got to be some risk involved. Like, if you take a cover by an established artist, somebody that people already know, is already a household name, and then you just make it your own, then, and that's all people remember the song by, they don't remember your, the original version of, they remember your version. I think that that's a definitive statement. But I also think it takes a lot to take, to hear a shitty song and then make it good, right?
Yeah. That's fair. But it's just a different, I love the, you know, a different approach. Like I said, I love covers because I love to hear somebody else take a song and either change it just a little bit and make it a lot different, or
yeah,
completely change the song and make it, you know, totally their own thing. Okay, look, you talk about a song that's not really a good song, made kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Here's my first pick.
Thought I was number two today.
Yeah, I'm jumping in. I don't know. Oh, God.
Tom Joad, originally by Bruce Springsteen, which it's kind of funny, you know, in the 90s, because Bruce Springsteen by the 90s was kind of considered like, oh, that guy that sang Born in the USA was kind of like considered lame.
I'm not. Yeah, I was never
in a lot of respects. I was never a big fan, but he like in the 70s and 80s, though, Bruce Springsteen was like this rebel. So when you saw like Rage Against the Machine covered Bruce Springsteen in the 90s, it was like, what? Like that. That doesn't make any sense at all. Like, why would they be... Like, this is the original song.
Yeah.
Men walking along the railroad tracks, going someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge.
It was actually about Rambo. A few people know that. It's true. I know it says Ghost of Tom Joad, but he just didn't have the balls to write that it was the Ghost of John Rambo.
He didn't want to owe... Sylvester Stallone money.
I
but then he already did.
Biggest Rage Against the Machine fan, but I do like some of their stuff. I love Tom Morello. That's just one of the, how do you hear that little thing that Bruce Springsteen was just singing?
That, yeah.
And end up with, you know, I don't know. I just think it's amazing.
Might be an amazing
cover to me.
One of the ones on the list that has the biggest difference. That's the biggest change.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's amazing difference to me. I love that cover.
All right, James.
I'm going to stick kind of with this theme where you may not know. You may know it's a cover, you may not. And it is Harry Nilsson covering a Badfinger song. The backstory on it supposedly was that he woke up like hungover after a party, which is hard to believe. And somebody was playing a Badfinger record, and he heard it probably from a distance because he thought it was a Beatles song.
Ah, right.
And he's like, oh, God, that song is awesome. What is this Beatles? I've never heard this Beatles song before. And it's a Badfinger song, and the original is not very good. And
well, here's the original since you're talking it up. Hold on.
Well, I can't forget
this evening and your face when you were leaving.
Thought this was but a Beatles song. Guess
that's just
I'm guessing he was pretty far away from the record player.
Goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows.
Oh man, when he gets to the chorus, it's bad.
Yes, it shows. Tomorrow, when I think of all my sorrow, I had you there.
Here, hold on. Okay, I could hear it. I could see him thinking that's a Paul song. I mean, because Badfinger was the band that the Beatles signed to Apple Records to be the next Beatles, and then realized these guys can't write a song to save their lives, and so Paul had to like end up writing all of their songs for them. Like, there's
come and get it.
Yeah, Come and Get It was their first hit, because Paul was like, look, here's how you write a song, guys. Jesus Christ. Like, I'll just give you a song, and it'll be a big hit because I wrote it.
And I think he had the same kind of problem with that. That like Peter and Gordon are like, well, let us do our twist on. He's like, no, exactly. As I lay down the demo.
Yeah,
and you here's, will have a hit song.
Here's that the Harry one, Nilsson though,
that
version.
When you hear the original, you're like, that's not right.
Here's a Harry Nilsson version.
You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Yeah, that is so much better.
And every time it's been covered since, they've done it that way.
Right. Yeah.
Because I think what, Mariah Carey covered this?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And she does it Harry Nilsson's way.
Yeah.
So it's something to be said, you know, you got a producer and their arrangement and stuff as well. But yeah, that vocal was killer.
All right. So that goes on the list. Number three. Next one is mine, and I'm going to go with another one, a second pick of mine that is very different from the original, not so much because of the person doing it, but just because, well, I guess because of the person doing it, but also just stylistically so incredibly different than the original. And some of you might not know that this is a cover or have at least never heard the original of it. Say this right now, by the way, I love Jimi Hendrix, and he deserves all the credit in the world for being such an innovative and breakthrough guitar player, but his drummer and bass player do not get enough credit. That part,
oh, yeah.
That's all drums. That's not Jimmy doing that on the guitar. The hook is the drum part.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
There you go. And if you've never heard the original, I guess you never saw American Beauty or weren't paying attention. But here's the original by Bob Dylan. Off of John Wesley Harding.
There must be some way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine.
There you go.
Mitch Mitchell on the drums for Jimmy.
Even Bob, Bob Dylan agreed that it was better when Jimmy did.
Yeah, Bob Dylan started doing the Hendrix version.
Yeah.
When he started playing live.
I mean, yeah, even he was like, no, that's how it was supposed to be.
And, oh. and the the crazy thing about that is that Jimi Hendrix really didn't want to cover that because he loved Bob Dylan was like a huge influence on him. He loved Bob Dylan. I mean, he wasn't everybody. Bob Dylan
and the Beatles. That was like his
Bob Dylan and the Beatles
force in life was Bob Dylan and the Beatles.
And he didn't want to do it because he like they were doing it in practice. They're like, oh my God, we have to record this. And he's like, I don't want to because I don't want Bob Dylan to think it sucks. And apparently Bob Dylan did not think it sucked. So
yeah,
he probably would have thought if it hadn't been nearly as good as it was that it sucked. But it's amazing. So he liked it. And that's number four on our list of best covers all along the Watchtower. Jimi Hendrix Experience. Hendrix Experience.
Very cool.
All right.
Noel Redding was the bass player, and that is a very English name.
What was it? Noel Redding?
Noel Redding.
You know what? I was going to say earlier when we were talking about Otis Redding, I was like, is there any other black guy named Otis? Like, it just seems like such a... Like, when I hear that name, I just Otis. Immediately think of, like, a white dude in overalls cleaning a wrench.
You ain't gonna lay the wrench
always,
dirty.
Like, no matter what's going on, he's always cleaning he's always a wrench.
Always
like,
cleaning the wrench and telling
the
you, oh, this one's
on fire. And he's standing there cleaning a wrench. Look, well, I'll get some water.
Look, man, it ain't the part that's going to be expensive. It's labor. It's the labor.
Well, I don't need my car fixed. I'm literally just in here to buy. I'm in your gas station to buy candy. That's all I'm in. Yeah.
With the candy, it ain't the part that's going to be. It's the labor.
It ain't the taffy. It's the laffy. I mean, that's the fact.
I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah. All right. I guess Rod is going next.
I guess I'll go next. Sure.
Coming together.
Woo.
Yep. That sounds good
for that.
That's, coming together.
I hate when that happens.
It never happens.
Okay.
Unless she's faking it.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song.
I cannot tell you how many people in my life I have played this for that went, I never realized that was the same song.
Really?
Yes. Many people, grown adults, were like, I cannot believe I never realized that was the same song.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm pretty sure I heard the Joe Cocker version first because it was in the Wonder Years soundtrack. The theme song for the Wonder Years. Which is how I heard all music originally.
Television.
It was just the Wonder Years.
I'm sorry. That is one of the so most good.
You know, if we ever did
amazing remakes of a song,
a list of the best, not TV intro songs, but just intros. You know what I mean? It's a little bit hard to do in a podcast. I get that. But like if we did like best, like, you know, the song and then the intro, the actual video for the intro, I think Wonder Years would still be up there. Like, it's so perfect because it's. Here's the original, obviously.
Actually,
I don't know how many people need to hear this, but...
But hey, I'm going to play it anyway. All right.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
I mean, if you're going to one-up a Beatle, it should be Ringo. Just saying. Nobody feels bad about that one. The Wonder Years with the 8mm camera and everything at the beginning is in like her spraying them with the hose and everything. It's perfect. It's perfect.
No, it is a good one. Malcolm in the Middle is a really good intro.
I was thinking that. Malcolm in the Middle is really good too.
Yeah.
Of course, Simpsons.
Yeah. Simpsons is good. Yeah. Bob's Burgers.
Yes, Bob's Burgers with all the jokes for the sign.
Yeah, the business and the
business
truck
next door,
that always change.
Yeah.
And they're always standing there doing nothing. And yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I don't think we could ever do that list because, again, it would rely too much on video, but it's too bad. All right, James, what's your next one, buddy?
My next one is going to be another one that somebody took a Bruce Springsteen song and made it better. Actually, the first time I think I figured this out was an ex-girlfriend of mine was playing the 10,000 Maniacs version of this song. And she's like, oh, I was like, well, have you ever heard the Patti Smith version, which I thought was the original? And then looked into it and I'm like, oh, no, this is a Bruce Springsteen song. And I listened to that and it wasn't so good.
That there's like three Bruce Springsteen songs on here that make sense. Yeah. And this is just another one of them. So I'm assuming you want to play the Patti Smith version, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with my microphone? God damn it. There you go. Okay, here's the Patti Smith version then. Speaking of Linda Belcher.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Come on now, try and
there you go. Because
the 10,000 Maniacs version is also pretty good, but I think
it is.
10,000 Maniacs version is very good, mostly because what's her face has such a good voice.
Natalie Merchant.
Yeah. Natalie Merchant is doing Patti Smith's version of that song again.
Yeah, she is. Because this is the Bruce Springsteen version.
Take me now, baby, here's I am. Pull me close, child, understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Come on now, try and understand the way I feel when I'm in your hands. Take my hand, come undercover. They can't hurt you now.
It's not the worst now. But it's not.
No.
The thing
this
about
is Bruce, how everybody in New Jersey sings.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen's whole thing was like, hey, Bob Dylan was really successful by sounding like an old man. I'll sound like an old man.
He just
but the
like
problem
he
is
poop.
Sometimes, yeah, he sounds like he's constipated or he just doesn't want to commit. Like, he's just like, because, is that the word I'm singing? Oh, fuck, okay, hold on. Because and I'd be long to lovers. Like, it seems like a lot of his lyrics end with question marks. Because and I belong to us. Does it really, though? I mean, what was I thinking when I wrote this shit down?
Have we checked on, like, does the night have a deed? Is there somebody's name on it?
Do I have a receipt for the night?
I don't know if it's ours. The night. Be somebody else's.
I don't. Oh shit! What if it belongs to somebody else and we're just saying it's ours? That's not right.
What if we're night squatters?
Night squatters.
Can you be a night squatter?
I'm a night squatter. You know, every once in a while you wake up in that panic at 3 o'clock in the morning. All right, that is number six.
It's gonna be my new horror movie. I read Night Squatters.
Night Squatters. Because the Night by Patti Smith is on there. And the next pick is mine. I'm going to play it and then we're going to take a quick break because I need to go pee. This one right here, which again, a lot of people might not know, is not an original song by the band. It is a cover. Which, a couple of things. First of all, one of the best intros for a song ever. Just the... As soon as you hear that...
Oh, you think, note.
Yeah, it hooks you in, but also you think of Animal. house. The second thing is, it's one of those songs that also is great because the lead singer had no idea that they were recording. So he was just goofing around. And so that's why none of the lyrics, you can't understand what the hell he's saying, because he's just like mumbling through the lyrics because he thought it was a scratch take. And then they were like, oh, that's great, we're going to use that. And he was like, wait, what? What?
He was just trying to get his timing right. Dude, on the vocal.
Yeah. That song caused so much shit.
Yes.
Because nobody could understand the lyrics. It was banned from stations everywhere.
Yeah, the FBI was investigating
them. He was talking about licking all kinds. It was horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, because the FBI was like, oh, this has got to be subversive. Let's look into this. The FBI, whoever was at the FBI who thought that, would have had a goddamn field day in the 90s. Like, between Eddie Vedder Kurt Cobain and everybody.
To be fair, the Kingsmen were the first ones to break the Seattle sound.
That's true. Wait, were they really?
Yeah, they were from King County. That's why they're the Kingsmen.
I had no idea.
Yep.
Makes sense.
I do know that, yeah, my mother, and she was just telling me about it one time. We were talking about music and stuff. She's like, oh, all my friends thought that, yeah, like they had this thing written down. Like everybody had, you know, deciphered a line. Mm-hmm. And they had written down this horrible, dirty thing. You know, they didn't know what it was.
To say.
Yeah. They thought it was dirty. Yeah. They thought
it was all
sex stuff.
When Smells Like Teen Spirit came out and was huge, my sister and her friend Maria were listening to it on the way home from softball practice, and I happened to be with them, and my dad was driving, and my dad was like, I don't understand what he's saying. And then it was at the end, and they're like, he was, you know, yelling a denial, mm-hmm. and they were saying, he's saying, I'm a night owl. And my dad was like, I hate it when you can't understand what they're saying. Like, they need to bring back some good old stuff. And then he flipped it to the classic rock station, and they're playing the Kingsmen. And it was one of those things that I didn't realize until, like, years later. Like, I wish I'd had my brain now and put it back into third grade me and been like, are you kidding me, Dad?
Rattle these lyrics off for me, Pops.
Yeah. Let's just dig into this and the meaning behind this one. Anyway, if you've never heard the original, it's by Richard Berry, Chuck's cousin from Back to the Future. Oh. And
fine little girl, you wait for me. Me catch the ship across the sea. I sail the ship all alone. I never think I'll make it home.
Yep, from 1957, Richard Berry and the Pharaohs.
That actually does kind of sound like, there's a Chuck Berry song called Havana Moon where he kind of does that affected Caribbean tone.
It's your cousin, Richard. I know it was Marvin, but I don't care. I'm going with the joke. Richard Berry.
And they're all related to Matt Berry.
Sound you were looking for him. And Matt Berry, right. They're,
the English comedian.
They're second. Adopted. Yeah. Granted, adopted, but still.
But. All right.
It is time to take a quick piss break, and I'll be right back. Or we'll all be right back, actually, but especially me.
Okay. You'll be right back, but especially you. Good.
Yay.
Boop, 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 boo. All right, it's time, not just time for me to tell you about Cody Akins at AkinsPCRepair.com, but it might be time for you to take your computer to Cody Akins at AkinsPCRepair.com. That's what he does best, repairing computers that you may have accidentally broken yourself, or maybe you, I don't know, intentionally broke yourself. We've all rage quit video games before. Maybe you rage quit by, I don't know, corrupting your hard drive with viruses. I don't know what your situation is. All I know is if you have a situation that calls for your computer to be fixed, then you take it to Cody Akins at AkinsPCRepair.com. He will fix it for you. Also, you don't have to worry about having to take your computer in. I mean, you obviously can still do that, but if you're afraid of going out, if you're afraid of taking your computer somewhere because of, you know, the thing, then Cody can come to you at least remotely. He can access your computer. You just open it up for him, let him in, and he can go in and get rid of all the viruses, all of the corruption, everything that's in there. It's kind of like, the doctor in Star Trek. I'm not a big Trekkie, so I don't know whatever the doctor's name was. Bones. What a terrible name for a doctor. Anyway, Bones, he would just like wave that thing over you and it would cure you. That's what Cody can do for your computer. Like, you just sit there while he bone waves. Okay, that's a terrible way of phrasing it, but you know what I mean. He can fix a computer remotely. It seems like he's not doing anything. That's when he's doing the most. So take your computer to AikensPCRepair.com. Now more than ever, you need to have a work computer. AikensPCRepair.com. Make my computer guy your computer guy at AikensPCRepair.com. Deflator mouse. You know, that's why I have no sympathy for Bruce Wayne's parents.
Yeah.
Who fucking takes an 8-year-old kid to a goddamn opera about a man bat, you know? They deserve to die.
The kind that want their child to turn into Batman.
Oh, yeah, good point.
It was a calculated risk. Why else do you walk down Crime Alley?
Why do you go down the alley? Why did you leave him through the alley?
That was I get it. Look, I get it if the alley is not named Crime Alley. But the alley is named Crime Alley. Also, why is there a Crime Alley right next to the Opera House? Like, I don't understand the zoning of Gotham. Like, you would think the Opera House would be in a nicer part of town, but nope, it's right there next to Crime Alley.
The Fox Theater's on Grand.
Yeah, but it's St. Louis, not Gotham. Come on. I'm just saying Gotham's a little bigger.
Well, it used to be a nice place.
And then it got all criminally.
Between the criminals and the opera singers, it just went to hell.
Hey, you know, out-of-work opera singers will do anything.
All right, we're back. And we're continuing our list.
Night Squad.
Well, I am. Doing our list of the best cover songs of all time. James, what do we have on there so far?
So far, we have John's first pick of Respect by Aretha Franklin. Rod's first pick of The Ghost of Tom Joad as performed by Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
My first pick, Harry Nilsson's version of Without You. Back to John with All Along the Watchtower by the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Yep.
Rod's Joe Cocker cover of With a Little Help from My Friends.
All right.
My Patti Smith cover of Because of the Night. And John, number 7, with
By the Kingsmen.
By these fine young gentlemen from Seattle. Okay, then Rod has the next pick.
I'm going to pick this last Springsteen song.
Okay, I thought this was what James was picking earlier. Why don't you just let me play it?
Mine keep playing ads.
I don't have that issue. So
okay, well, because you're cool.
I'm better than you. I mean, it's not so much about being cool.
Shut your face up.
So much as about being much better.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce. Another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce. Another runner in the night.
Kid, I was just amazed by the crazy lyrics. I loved that song.
Was Manfred Mann? They never did original. They were like Three Dog Night, right? They just only did covers because that and Quinn the Eskimo by Bob Dylan is their only other song.
No. We're missing one. Like their first big hit.
Doo-Wah Diddy.
Oh, okay. Was that original?
Doo-Wah Diddy. I don't know if that's an original or not.
That's crazy that they went from Doo-Wah Diddy to Blinded by the Light. Here is the Springsteen version, if you've never heard it.
Ugh.
It's not great.
Madman, drummers, bombers, and Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat.
It's like Bruce early on was like, okay, so what if somebody punched Bob Dylan in the face and then and then poured alcohol down his throat as he was crying?
Like, here, let me help you sit down, Grandpa. Come on now. You're going on one of your rants again.
In the dump with the mumps is the adolescent pumps is way into.
And the nurse is taking my money.
Sure she is, Grandpa. Sure she is.
Feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round.
We need to make America great again.
With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground.
I think of all of the ones that we played, that is the most different one, you know, from the original.
Probably the most drastic improvement as well. The Ghost of Tom Joad, I didn't think was terrible. His version of Because the Night's okay, but not.
Yeah.
It sounds better coming from Patti Smith or Natalie Merchant.
But Blind by the Light is one of his worst songs. And I don't know how they took that and made it into a great song, but they
did.
Such
a cool tune. God, such a cool tune.
Yep. And a soon.
And a soon.
You're a baboon. All right.
Soon you're a balloon.
There you go. I knew I was going for something there. James, you have the next pick.
I do. And this is one that John and I talked a little bit about because I think it might be one of the funniest ones on here before we started recording. And it is by Lou Barlow, who I love. And I bought his second solo record before I bought his first one. I think after I saw him live, I bought his first album, and I was listening through to it back in the old days when you just like listen through to an album. I
mean, actually, I had to listen.
And it got to this song, and I'm listening to it, and I was like, these lyrics sound familiar. And it wasn't until it got to the chorus, and I went, son of a bitch. Okay.
Off another day, another way, we're gonna go, and then we'll see you again. I've had enough. We've had enough. All the same, she said, I knew right from the beginning that you would end up winning. I knew right from the start, you put an arrow through my heart. Round and round, well, love will find a way, just give it time. Round and round, and what comes around goes around. I'll tell you why.
Dig.
Looking.
Dig. Of course, here's the original version.
Out on the streets, that's where we'll meet. You make the night out of his cross line.
What the hell?
Are you watching the video?
No, actually, this is just a lyric video I'm watching.
Because you'd see Milton Berle right now. Because one of the guys in the band, Milton Berle, was his uncle.
Uncle Milty, really?
Yeah.
Yes, is his actual uncle, yes.
With his monster dong.
Yeah, well, that's what actually Rat refers to. Milton Berle's dong.
Hey, Rat was cool, man.
No, they weren't.
They were cool.
No, they really weren't.
No, they really were.
They were really bad. They were terrible. Almost as bad as Wasp. Any band
as bad as Wasp.
Any band in the 80s that was named after an animal in any way was a terrible band. Except for the Bangles.
The Rat was kind of cool because they were the only band that didn't fucking do ballads and shit.
Yeah, but that song was totally a ballad that they decided to just put a bunch of metal behind.
I was listening to that song and I was like, these lyrics sound familiar. And then we get to the chorus, it's like, round and round.
Well, no.
Goes around, comes like, around.
Oh my God, he covered Rat. That's amazing. It's this lilting acoustic and piano ballad.
Why? All right. Okay. I'll go next because it's my turn.
That's fair.
You know what? I'm going to go with this one because it means a lot to me personally. And also because James said a funny one. So I'm kind of playing off of that one. So I'm going to go with a funny one myself. This is a band that James and I saw live open for Weezer.
That's facts.
Back when it was worth going to see Weezer live, when they only had two albums. And these guys are
just a cover band.
I just thought that I had to be incontinent. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas on the path throwing up gang signs. I went in the house to get the clip with my Mac 10 on the side of my head. Outside and I pointed my weapon just as I thought the fools kept stepping. I jumped in the flow, hit the juice of my ride. I got front and back, side to side.
Then I let the Alpine play.
And the video was so great because it was like them at like a country club.
Oh, just so yeah,
like playing the song.
I was pumping new shit by W.A.
What's up?
Are they playing croquette and shit?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Gangsta, gangsta.
And they're all wearing like pop collars and sweaters.
Shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4", jocking bitches, slapping the hoes.
And then, of course, here's the original version by Eazy-E.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young Nick.
Okay. it's also funny because the Dynamite Hack version was at a time where if you were, I guess, doing a parody and it was funny, you could say the N-word and get away with it if you're a white guy, right?
Sure.
Seemingly?
Maybe you still couldn't. I don't think I ever heard it unbleeped, ever. But
you can find it. It's odd.
Yeah, it's a little off-putting. But still, very
And none
good
of their
cover.
Other songs sounded like that, and then I think that was a problem. And then I think they tried to lean into that, and it didn't work for them.
They were very much a pop-punk band, like in line with, you know, early Weezer or, I don't know.
No, they're a good band.
Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. They had a song called Anyway that I really liked by them. Yeah. And they were really, I mean, when we saw them, they were awesome. And I think the audience was kind of put off because they're like, just fucking play the song, man. Like, just play the song.
And they did, but, and then, because I think they tried to, because they gave out like a cassette.
Yeah, we had that, or you
like
had
a
that
four song
in your car, right? Yeah,
demo thing, and it was really solid.
Yeah, it was really good, but they couldn't get any traction because they were considered a joke band. So let that be a lesson to you, kid. Don't cover Eazy-E's, okay?
At least not with your first song.
Not with your first song. Well, wait till the third song to cover some Eazy-E. All right,
next
Rod.
Pick's my pick. This one I want to do because I think of a lot out of all the covers. This is one of those ones that I truly believe that basically the Rolling Stones love this song so much they just wanted to like cover it just out of respect.
Yeah.
That you know what I mean? They're like, I love this song. You know what I mean? Not like I want to do it different, or I don't think they did a note for note cover by any means.
It's pretty similar.
They did it very similar, but at the same time, I don't think they, you know what I mean? They yep. went, you know, I have to do this song in my own way. They just went, man, I love this song so much. I want to do it out
Let's
of respect.
Do it. Right. So here's Respect by the Rolling Stones. Wait, no, sorry. Here we go.
No.
I know you want to leave me. I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy. I don't mind. Cause it mean that much to me.
They did it like the Rolling Stones. They didn't do it like friggin' Weezer covering anything.
Oh, where they just try to sound exactly the same. Yeah. Yes. That Weezer album of like covers that they did, it's like, okay, I could listen to this or I could get the original song, which sounds exactly the same.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Their Mr. Blue Sky pisses me off.
All of that pissed me off. I don't like their cover of Africa. I don't like their cover of Susanna. I don't even like Africa or Susanna, but I like the original versions better.
Yeah.
Here's the Temptations, the original version of that.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, as you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to plead.
You know what I mean? I truly feel like the Stones just love that song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it was more like of a tribute. It wasn't like, hey, we can do this better. It's right. Like, we just love this song. Let's do it because it's fun to play. And obviously, it's not the same because the Rolling Stones didn't have harmony, and that was the Temptations. And so,
yeah.
So that goes on the list. What number are we at?
We're at number 12.
Okay, 12, so number 12 is Jim's.
James.
Okay, so this is one that I found out was originally written by Sonny Curtis, who was one of the Crickets of Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Okay.
Probably, they did a version of it, but it's, I guess, best known originally by the Bobby Fuller Four, but this particular version is by the only band that matters, The Clash.
Okay.
The only band that matters.
I thought you were going to say Wasp again.
They did it. So Wasp did a cover that will not make this list because this is like best
Thank
cover
God.
Song. Yeah. But Wasp did a cover of The Real Me by The Who.
And it I remember that. I remember that.
It's atrocious.
I remember
that too.
I remember you being upset about that like 20 years ago.
Yeah. I still am.
The band has not gone away. The thrash metal band Exodus does a unusual version of Lowrider. You should hear sometime.
Oh yeah,
again,
Korn did
on
a
this
cover
list.
Of Lowrider too. Yeah, here we go. I Bought the Law by The Clash. Of course, the originally probably more familiar with is by the Bobby Fuller Four. I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. And I want to say that Bobby Fuller's voice was the inspiration for the Dead Kennedys version of the song. And the way he sings it, which the Dead
Drinking
Kennedys did a parody
beer
of.
Drinking beer in the hot sun.
This is I Fought the Law by the Dead Kennedys, only it's called I Am the Law, really. I shot Harvey Milk's brains out with my six shooter.
Everybody,
George and Harvey.
Oh, George and Harvey. Thank you. Yep.
Everybody.
But yeah, if you've seen the movie Milk, that is what the Dead Kennedys are referring to.
Yep. The Twinkie defense. Yep.
No, we Twinkies are the best friend. Sing that had. Going down the river though, drinking beer in the
hot sun.
Float trips. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Now, the Dead Kennedys.
You get some of like the original idea. You get the kind of. Not as driving of a drum beat, but then you have the Robin people, the six of that pop, 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 that snare hit. That's genius.
Right.
But it needed that punk energy to really make it the definitive version. And I think The Clash did that.
The Clash.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Next one. is mine, and I'm going to go with this. This is one where it's not a better version of the song. It's just a different take, and it's I don't know how to put it. It's one of those that's like it's almost in harmony with the original version, and it's by two bands that I just like a lot. So it works for me. It's not like somebody doing, I don't know, a shitty band covering a great band. It's two great bands. One is the cover, one is the original. And I'm stalling because I'm waiting for it to load. And here we go. Of course, it's originally a car song. It pretty much goes exactly the same way. Except I do love that phasing on the drums.
God, so do I. What is it that's so sharp about his voice? I don't know.
It just, always it's, love the kick. Always yeah, love his voice just cuts through.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, Rick Ocasek has one of those voices that is...
Bad.
Right. Bad, but good. Because the way it works is like there's just certain frequencies that...
Cut
through in songs. And nasally voices are hard because they're good... Because you don't have to put as much EQ to separate them from everything else, so they just stand out on their own. So like a Billy Corgan or a Rick Ocasek or John Lennon, they can really shine in that environment. And then in other instances, they sound really bad. But it's interesting the way production works. I don't know. Maybe it's an acquired taste, but I love Rick Ocasek's voice.
I think I had not heard the Cars version of that song before I heard the Smashing Pumpkins, because it wasn't a car song that was on like heavy rotation on the classic rock stations.
Right.
So you'd get Drive, you'd get My Best Friend's
Girl. I think
Girl.
It's also a song that now is in rotation because of the Smashing Pumpkins cover.
But I remember hearing it and being like, oh, that's a pretty cool song.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That is what, God, why do I keep losing my place? That's 13. So 13. 14 is Rod.
So, yeah, you're going to have to play it for me because my crap's not working. Oh, wait, right. Maybe it is.
Just
anyways,
tell me or just talk about it. I'll figure it out while you're talking.
it's number 45 on this list. Fun. But the whole thing is the first time I heard the song, somebody played it for me like, dude, you got to hear this Metallica song. And they're like, it's a Queen cover. And I went, wait, that's a Queen song? I've never heard that song in my life. And talk about a difference in original and the cover. This is a huge one.
Here comes the law, gonna break down the door. Tearing me
Damn, that's just good.
Just to show how eclectic my brother's taste in music was, I remember my mom taking us over to the St. Louis Zoo when we were kids, and he had Garage Incorporated, I guess. Whatever, I guess it was on Garage Incorporated. He had that on a cassette, and he handed it. He was like, "Hey, check this out. It's Metallica." And I remember this song being on there. And he's like, "You go ahead and listen to Metallica because I want to listen to Grand Funk Railroad." And I. Those are just words that pop into my head every once in a while. You go ahead and listen to Metallica because I'm going to listen to Grand Funk. You know, just saying. Here's the original version by Queen. If you say so. There's a rumor going round that I feel out of town. Yeah, spending like a driver's ball. Here come the law, gonna break down the door, gonna carry me away once more.
I never heard this song. Like, why did this song not exist?
When Freddie died, why didn't they just replace Freddie with James Hetfield?
Hetfield. Yeah.
That would have been great. Like, I would have loved to hear, "Is this the real life? Bro? Is this just fantasy? The vocal stylings of James Hetfield and Hulk Hogan are the exact same. Like, they're the exact same person. You realize that? They look alike. They talk alike. Have we ever seen them in the same room together? I want to know. Has anybody seen James Hetfield and Hulk Hogan together?
Hulk Hogan's just James Hetfield in a muscle suit.
And he's a pretty muscular guy. Is that Hulk Hogan, I guess?
Not Hulk Hogan muscular.
Well, Hulk Hogan wasn't... Oh, have you ever heard the Hulk Hogan song, though?
I'm a real American.
Oh, you are about to be taken to heaven, my friend.
Oh my God, I can't believe you heard this.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Have you heard this?
Oh, no. About the dead little Hulkamaniacs. We're playing it.
The dead little... Yes, we're playing it. Yeah. It's called Hulkster in Heaven. And it is a song. It is an entire song.
This wave of mutilation?
Yeah. I read it in the papers. I saw it on TV. I guess it'll be one empty seat when I wrestle at Wembley. I used to tear my shirt, but now you tore my heart. I knew you were a Hulkamaniac right from the very start.
Right from the start, you were my friend. I'll see you again. When the Hulkster comes to heaven.
I mean, I love the presumption that he's going to heaven, first of all.
That might be a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. Again, it's like a shirt. Just everything about it. The world, first of all, he's singing a song about how he's sad that he lost a fan. Not so much as there's a dead child. It's that it's a fan of his that's sad, and that makes the Hulkster sad. Second of all, the line is, the world just lost another Hulkamaniac. Like, they're just dying.
They're dropping dead left and right.
You people know this, but Hulkamania actually was the original coronavirus pandemic. It was. We would watch TV in the 80s. CNN would have a ticker of Hulkamaniac infections and Hulkamaniac deaths.
I mean, but you weren't going to not be a Hulkamaniac.
I mean, you couldn't resist it. We weren't going to shut down the economy just to make sure that people weren't getting Hulk fever.
No, but when that synth line hits ever. At the beginning, I was like, geez, that sounds like Wave of Mutilation.
Yeah, it does. Well, I mean, the Pixies, huge, huge Hulk Hogan fans.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. I'm not sure. Okay. James, you have the next one.
Okay. For my final pick of the round one fight of best covers of all time is one that John actually introduced me to. I was unfamiliar with. But when I heard it, I was like, okay, that is how that song was supposed to have been written. Not with cheese dick 80s production, which the original was. And the original is not a bad song, but if you strip away the cheese dick 80s production of the orchestral maneuvers in the dark song.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, you know, again, it's a good song. OMD was what they went by.
It's amazing that these guys were, that the band that we're about to play, Not a Surf, they're known for the popular song, which was a cool song. Like, I really like that song. And I really like Not a Surf. I didn't know Not a Surf had other songs besides the popular song until I was at my college radio station and we played this. Singer for Not a Surf kind of looks like Rhys Darby from Flight of the Conchords. like if you go look at a picture of him, he looks just like him, like Murray from Flight of the Conchords. Anyway, but in case you need to, here's the original version. Like, this is the kind of song, like, if you want to slit your wrist to a rhythm, there you go. Like, you're taking a pill on every eighth beat. We always had time on our sides. Now it's fading fast. Every second, every moment, we've got to make it last. Touch you once. There you go. All right. So that is 15, and for the 16th one, we will be right back. That is my final pick. What will it be? I probably don't know yet, and that's why we're going to break.
Yeah.
You ever heard this? You show us everything you got. Keep on dancing now.
No.
You drive us while we'll drive.
Toad the Wet Sprocket. Oh my god.
1994, Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Anytime I hear Toad the Wet Sprocket, which is maybe once a year, I always think of the line from Futurama where she just goes, "Oh, this Toad's the Wet Sprocket."
Keep on shouting. Isn't that great?
Every day. Yeah, like that he kept that phrasing. Zach Braff and Donald Faison have a new podcast called Fake Doctors, Real Friends.
Oh, really?
Or something along those lines.
You know, I hope more people, more famous people, I mean, get podcasts so that they can do a terrible, mediocre job of it. And then people will listen to that podcast instead of, you know, for instance, this one. Like Conan O'Brien, you know, I'm glad that he is
good for him.
It's a good show. Okay. He's got some great guests on there. And I think that it's fantastic. I love that my wife stopped listening to my show because she listens to Conan O'Brien's show.
Not bitter about that at all.
No, why would I be? Why would I be? Just because it proves that it doesn't matter. It's just because it proves to me that it doesn't matter how much time and effort you put into making a quality product. All that matters is if you're famous in the first fucking place. That's why Joe Rogan has the number one podcast, because he's so good. He's so smart. His bro takes. Yeah, of course the host of Fear Factor is like a genius. Everybody knew that. You've seen his stand-up. It's of middling quality. So you know that he's a fucking genius.
I watched the most recent Marc Maron stand-up on Netflix.
Yeah.
He's talking about how you'll do shit that you know doesn't work. He's like, I take vitamins. I know they don't work. But if I leave home and I don't take my vitamins, then I'll turn back home and go take them. Because what if today is the day?
Yeah. See, Marc Maron, I'll give a pass to, because Marc Maron started the podcast after he was fired from Air America. So he started a podcast. Like, that's fine. Good. He had to do something.
And he talks about, he's like, now I'll take fucking turmeric. The guy at the gym's like, oh, you got to take turmeric. He's like, what?
The Indian turmeric,
the spice? He's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, the stuff you buy for an Indian recipe one time and it stains your wooden spoon yellow for your life. And he's like, yeah. You got to do it. But it doesn't work by itself. You got to activate it with black pepper. And he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. They talk
about just some hucksters sitting around. They're like, we got a bunch of gel caps and turmeric. They're like, yeah, that won't work. We'll have to tell him you got to activate it with black pepper or something. See if Rogan will hock it on his podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
He's like, Maron won't do it. He's more of a stamps.com type of guy.
My favorite thing is Marc Maron and Scott Aukerman, who does Comedy Bang Bang, like talk shit about each other a lot. Mm-hmm. But they're actually, it's good natured. They're really good friends. But I'm convinced that both of them actually do hate Joe Rogan. Anyway, all right, back to this, I guess.
You know what?
I might not edit any of this out. All of that was pretty much gold. I was thoroughly enjoying that bull session there. Brought to you by Cody Akins at AkinsPCRepair.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're back, and it's time to do the final pick for our list of the best cover songs of all time. Before we get to the final pick, though, what do we have so far? What 15 do we have before we get to 16?
15 far. Do you want to go in order?
Yeah, who cares?
Aretha Franklin's version of Respect.
Mm-hmm.
We have Rage Against the Machine's version of The Ghost of Tom Joad.
Mm-hmm.
We have Harry Nilsson's version of Without You.
Mm-hmm.
Jimi Hendrix Experience's All Along the Watchtower. The Joe Cocker version of With a Little Help from My Friends. Stalled out on the brain a little bit there. Patti Smith's version of Because of the Night. The Kingsman's version of Louie Louie. Manfred Mann's Earth Band's cover of Blinded by the Light. Lou Barlow covering Round and Round by Rat and Roll.
Ugh.
Dynamite Hack covering Easy E's Boys in the Hood. Rolling Stones covering The Temptations Ain't Too Proud to Beg. The Clash covering I Fought the Law. You're All I've Got Tonight as performed by Smashing Pumpkins. Stone Cold Crazy as performed by Metallica.
Metallica. Yeah.
And Not a Surf's cover of Orchestral Maneuvers in the Darks.
If You Leave.
Smash hit, If You Leave.
All right, so then pick number 16 is mine, and here it is.
Oh. Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free.
No. There you go. And of course, the original is by Kris Kristofferson. Mr. Barbra Streisand.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the trains, feeling nearly faded as my jeans.
Boy, this sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Bobby thumbed a diesel down
just before it rained.
I love there was a thing in the 60s or maybe early 70s whenever this, no, it was 1970. I love that there was a thing where you would put reverb on a song for no good reason. Like there's reverb on his voice and it just makes it sound like he's singing from the bottom of a well. Like there's no reason for that. It doesn't add anything to the song at all.
Took us all away.
Like it just makes it sound like it's a memory of a bad song that's in your head.
To leave Orleans.
Like, shut up, Chris. Okay. God, I woke up in the middle of the night and Chris Christopherson was singing Bobby McGee to me. It's in my head again.
It is a terrible version. I mean, it's the original. It's but yeah, it's so not his song.
Now, the lyric, I pulled my harpoon out of a dirty red bandana. He's talking about a hypodermic syringe there, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's
like, he's talking about shooting drugs.
Yep. That's what he's
because he's not
about.
Wailing.
No.
My assumption.
Let's see. That's what he refers to having sex as Barbara Streisand as. I don't know. Going wailing.
God.
She was pretty skinny at the time, though. That's not fair. Okay. All right. So there you go. That is 16.
Maybe her bandana was still dirty and red.
Oh, ew. God, all right, stop.
Okay, I'm going to be sick. I'm going to throw up.
Can we take another break? God damn it. All right, we can't take a break. We don't have time for a break, so we're gonna just vote on this.
Power three.
Voting shall begin.
There you go.
There is sound.
All right, so on our list for best cover songs of all time, round one is James.
Round one would be Aretha Franklin's Respect versus Janis Joplin's Me and Bobby McGee.
Ah, fuck you.
Two ladies covering songs by gentlemen and doing them better.
Two great, great songs.
It's hard for me to vote against either one of them.
Yeah, it is.
They're both your picks, so.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm going to go with Respect.
I'm going to go with Bobby McGee.
I think Respect is a bit more transformative. I think I got to
It's different. It's more different. Yeah. All right. Next round.
Where the Janis version is just better.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the Aretha Franklin version is better than the Otis Redding version.
It changes the tone of the
whole thing. But it also,
it's totally
like
an anthem. Song.
Yeah. All right. Without You versus Stone Cold Crazy. Without You by Harry Nilsson. Covering the Badfinger song versus Stone Cold Crazy by Metallica covering Queen.
I'm going to go with Harry on this one.
Wow, both of you said the exact opposite thing at the same time. So Rod's going with Metallica. James is going with Nilsson. Not a big surprise knowing the two of you. So I knew I'd be stuck in the middle.
Stuck in the middle with whom? With the clowns on the left and the jokers on the right.
What? Which one of you is the joker? Which one of you is the clown?
I think I'm the Joker because it's the smoker and the toker.
I'm going to go Without You because the Queen version of Stone Cold Crazy is great and the Badfinger version of Without You is terrible. Next round, With a Little Help from My Friends by Joe Cocker versus I Fought the Law by The Clash covering what the hell was that? Who cares?
Sonny Curtis originally, the guy from Buddy Holly and the Crickets. But,
yeah, that guy.
Frank B. Beeblebaum and his best boys.
Wait, you lost me now. What are we doing?
With a Little Help from My Friends versus I Fought the Law.
Joe Cocker versus The Clash.
Wow.
That's rough.
It is rough. It's a tough one. I'm going... I think we've let Joe Cocker win a little bit too much. It's time to put him in his place. I'm going to go with The Clash.
Screw it. It's the only band that matters. I'm with you.
All right, there we go.
I'm not mad about it. I think Cocker did something more different with the song than The Clash. Like, The Clash just amped up the energy and made it better.
Yeah. I mean, the bones of the song
were there. Like, it's just such a completely different song when Joe Cocker does it, though.
Oh, yeah,
but
totally.
I'm not offended by The Clash moving on there.
All right. Louie versus Boys in the Hood. The Kingsmen versus, Dynamite Hack. I'm going to go with Louie.
I'm going to go with Dynamite Hack.
Really?
Because it's only just so because different? I love that remake, and yeah. and it's so makes it, the song better.
It is so and much better than the original.
The Louie Louie one, nobody even knew it was a remake.
Yeah, but that's because it was an obscure song, I guess.
Right, but I don't know. That one, I think it's a more powerful of a remake.
You know, even nobody knew it was a remake, but with Boys in the Hood, you listen to it, you're like, this better be a remake. Yeah, this is obviously a remake. Yeah. Otherwise, this guy is very racist.
Yeah, he's very weird. Yeah.
Or he's got mad street cred. He's just like, no. People that know me will not question
this. Yeah, no shit.
All right, I'm saying Louie Louie. Rod saying Boys in the Hood. James, what say you?
I gotta go with Louie Louie on this one.
Louie Louie moves on.
As entertaining as it would be for Boys in the Hood, I don't think Boys in the Hood has a chance after another round.
No. Blinded by the Cinderella Light versus story, Round and Round. Blinded by the Light, Manfred Mann, and covering Bruce Springsteen versus Round and Round, which is Lou Barlow covering Rat.
I'm gonna go Blinded by the Light.
You have to go with, because there's two T's in Rat.
I'm going Lou. I don't think he's going to advance, I find it.
Should have had Louie Louie versus Round and Round, so it would be Lou versus Lou versus Lou. I'm going to go. Yeah, James, I would have probably been more likely to vote for Round and Round if it was something else. But Blinded by the Light is so much better than the original version, and it's still a good song. Yeah. All right, next one. Because the Night by Patti Smith, another cover of Bruce Springsteen song, versus Ain't Too Proud to Beg by The Stones covering The Temptations. Both actually very good and pretty true to the original, I think. Not too different, but definitely. Well, one is an improvement over the original. The other one, not so much. So I'm gonna go with Because of the Night for that reason. I think it's better than the original. Whereas the Stones' version of Ain't Too Proud to Beg is as good as the Temptations.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I'm still gonna say Stones.
Okay, James.
Fuck Bruce Springsteen. Because of the Night.
Because of the Night. Right, there you go. All Along the Watchtower by Hendrix covering Bob Dylan versus You're All I Got Tonight, Smashing Pumpkins covering The Cars. Gotta go with Watchtower. I mean, it's a little bit of a layup, but
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Watchtower moves on. If You Leave by Not a Surf covering OMD versus The Ghost of Tom Joad. Because fuck Bruce Springsteen, the man never wrote a song that was not worth covering because he's terrible.
I'm the Born in the USA album's pretty legit.
That's for that reason, good. I'm pretty going good. Rage Against the Machine.
I'm going to go with If You Leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, Rod. We keep team fucking you here.
No, hate the OMD version of that song after hearing the Not a Surf song. If You Leave. Like, you could hear his mascara running, you know? All right, next round is Respect by Aretha Franklin versus Without You by Harry Nilsson.
That one stinks.
I'm going to go with Respect.
Yeah.
Going to stick with Harry.
Bet you're wrong. Respect moves on. I Fought the Law by The Clash versus Louie Louie by The Kingsmen.
Clash.
For best cover.
Matters.
I'm going to go with Louie Louie. I really love that song. And,
it's a great song.
I mean, when I think of The Kingsmen, I only think of that song because
because you couldn't name another.
Yeah, whereas The Clash, I don't necessarily think of I Fought the Law. I think of a lot of other songs first. So I don't think that's the criteria for voting necessarily, but anyway. James went with The Clash. All right.
Louie's out.
Next round, Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann versus Because the Night, Bruce versus Bruce. I gotta go with Blinded by the Light.
Go with Because the Night. Blinded by the Light as well. That's fine.
Blinded by the Light moves on. All Along the Watchtower by Hendrix covering Dylan versus If You Leave by Not a Surf. And now it is time for If You Leave to Leave.
Oh,
pretty sure.
I'm gonna go with All Along the Watchtower on that one.
There we go. All right, final
that
four.
That is a great version of If You Leave, though.
It's Respect versus I Fought the Law. I'm going to stick with Respect.
I'm going Clash.
You know what? I'm going with The Clash as well.
Whoa!
Upset.
I had no idea you were both sexist and racist, Rod.
We are.
Okay.
We are.
Yeah, screw black women and wanting respect. Blinded by the Light versus All Along the Watchtower. The winner of this goes to the final.
Now that I've been accused of sexy racism,
I can't vote against.
No, I wasn't accusing you, James. I know your heart.
I really want to say Blinded by the Light, but I can't vote against Jimi Hendrix and All Along the Watchtower. Like I said, even the dude that wrote the song went, no, that's how it has to be.
That's
done.
Better. I'm going to disagree. I love the Hendrix version of All Along the Watchtower, but the original version of Blinded by the Light is so terrible. And the original version of All Along the Watchtower is just so different, but it's good. It's right. It's just not the same. That I'm going to go with Blinded by the Light.
Okay. Fair.
James.
That's a rough one. They're both very, very different from the original songs.
Right.
Yes, they are.
Let's make it total fucking Cinderella final. Sorry,
really?
Jimmy, jog on.
Oh, right. Blinded by the Light moves on to the final where it faces down against. Come on. Wow. There we go. The Clash with I Fought the Law versus Blinded by the Light for best cover of all time for this week. We'll be doing 16 more next week. So if you're upset that we didn't get your pick on, get ready to be upset next week.
We'll get it on next week.
We won't get it on next week either because Disturbed sucks. Okay. I know there's at least one person be like, oh, okay, so next week they'll have Sound as Fun. No, we won't because it sucks. No, it's terrible.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Sound like a...
Okay, so...
Hey, they also did a really shitty cover of Land of Confusion.
They did.
And they did.
Worse. Yeah.
That's better, right, though, than their Sound of Silence.
Yeah. I would... yeah, because Land of Confusion wasn't that great of a song to begin with.
That's cool, too.
It's not great. It was all right, video. I Fought the Law versus Blinded by the Light. That's the final. Why are we arguing over other things? I Fought the Law versus Blinded by the Light. I am going to go with... Blinded by the Light. I just think it's such an improvement over the original.
It is. It is. The original I Fought the Law was a good song. And it had been done many other times by many other bands. But man, Manfred Mann. I'm leaning towards the Clash.
Clash.
I Fought the Law.
All right, James.
Clash.
Clash wins for their cover. Yes. I Fought the Law. Wow.
Blinded by the Lights. It's
know that
long.
I like that result.
It's a little long.
Blinded by the Lights. Yeah, but it's great.
It is great.
The Calliope crashed to the ground, motherfucker. What do you have against the Calliopes?
The Clash is the only band that matters, and they fought the law.
That is going to upset a lot of people, but I am fine with it. That's fine. I Fought the Law by the Clash is your winner. Next week, we'll be doing another list of best covers. So if we didn't get it on this week, we might get it on.
Yeah, we might get it on.
Bang a Gong. Get it on, which is also a cover.
And we will bang a gong.
It's a Beethoven song originally. I don't know why I keep going to
that. I don't think that's true.
I think it is.
I don't think that's true.
I think it is. I think it's true, but it isn't.
Power Station covered that.
Yep, they did.
Oh, if you wanted to get some Power Station on there.
No, I didn't really want to do that.
The Robert Palmer Duran Duran supergroup? You guys don't?
No.
Not into that?
I think it's okay. I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah.
Oh, we can add it. We can add it next week. I mean,
no, I would rather not.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be necessary. Nope.
It's a Power Station that was a co-op, too. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what it did? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever have a electric company or a power company that was a co-op? They suck.
No.
Yeah, they're really crazy. I had one in Gainesville, and because they were a co-op, it was almost like having your power run by an HOA. So, like, if you were a day behind on your bill, they would shut your power off. Like that literally happened. We were a day behind because Katie went back to St. Louis and I was home and I was laying in bed and all of a sudden the power went off and I called Katie. I was like, why did the power just get shut off? And she's like, did you forget to pay the bill? And I was like, well, yeah, but it's only been one day. And she's like, yeah, they do that. They shut the power off after one day and then charge a $100 fee to turn it back on.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You bastards.
Right. Right. I mean, so, I don't know. It was Gainesville, though. I mean, I'm assuming that it's just one alligator they have to take off of a wheel. So I don't really understand what the big deal is.
You don't know how they get electricity down there.
That's how they do it. Alligators running on wheels.
Is it? Is that how they do it?
It's how they do everything.
Gator power.
Gator power.
Gator power.
Gator power.
So the three things we hope you've learned from this episode of the Jonathan Weir Show are gator power. Night squatting and pulling your harpoon out of a dirty red bandana.
Enough. All right. That'll do it.
About your dirty red bandanas.
We'll be back next week. Bye.